from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. Mark Cabali with us. Mark will be giving his Steelers season record prediction here in a moment. Roman Wilson out for Sunday's game. When do you think we see him, Mark?
Couple weeks. I mean, he's been slowly coming back here a little bit, getting on the field more. Did not practice at all today. I believe he was a non-participant. So, once again, he missed so much. When those
You think we see him by Dallas on October 6th, first game of October for them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with a rookie receiver, those are the guys that it takes a while for them to get back into the flow of things here. So they're going to have to be patient with him because it's going to be a lot of learning for him because he really – would he get hurt? Maybe first day of padded practice?
Yeah,
maybe?
It was.
So – any other position, you could probably say, okay, he can jump in there. Rookie receivers are a little bit different.
You have said on the record you don't get hoodwinked by minicamp anymore. You don't let the practice in shorts alter your opinion on things. So if Tomlin thinks like you, how does Wilson get on the depth chart? How does he get on the field ahead of some of these other guys?
Well, he's gonna have to show it in practice that he's what he did during the early portions of camp where he started to play. You know, he started to show flashes of being good. If he can do that on a consistent basis, then you throw him in there in situations, you know, anywhere 8-10 snaps a game, and then build off of that until you're going to have to be very specific probably with his routes early. You know, you got this route and this route. And this
But I asked situation. Hathorn this the other day. Who will play more? What position will get more playing time this season? The second tight end or the slot receiver? In Arthur Smith's offense.
I think you're going to see a lot of 2 and 3 tight end sets. So I would say...
So even Wilson's fighting for a job that's really not even a starting job in this offense.
I mean, it's obviously going to be based on matchups, but I think having a guy like Freiermuth, Mulsey's buddy, a blocking guy like Washington, and a guy like Hayward that can do a little bit of it all helps this offense have matchup issues because they can run and throw out of that position right there. So I think he's going to rely a lot on a lot of even 3 tight end sets.
Does Washington have more to show?
No, like, is what he is.
Because I thought last year got explained away with his knee wasn't great most of the season health-wise.
I don't think his knee's ever going to be great.
So they take an injury risk with a guy, and that injury has been very much there.
Yeah, that's probably why he went to, what, 4th?
Yep.
I hope that doesn't apply to
Peyton
Wilson.
I mean, that doesn't mean he doesn't knock the living crap out of people when he blocks, which he does.
Has that ever
Other
happened?
Other than that.
Was somebody hit so hard that the pooped? Crap did come out of them?
Guarantee it's happened.
Yeah, you know somebody said...
Somebody was holding one in already, and they get
I think I asked Starkey this
field.
The other day when he said, throw him under the bus. Has anybody ever been literally thrown under a bus?
It has to have happened. Like, the idiom, the expression has to come from somewhere. Like, maybe not physically tossed, but somebody's been shoved in front of one.
Mark,
of
I don't.
How about peeing into the wind? Do you think that's happened?
That's happened.
I guess it has happened. Yeah,
that's happened to me on the golf course. You think you're at a tree and you're in private, and then the wind, you know, changes.
Mark, here's one that hasn't been talked about at all. Smith liked to get Algier and Robinson on the field together in Atlanta. Could you see him doing that with Warren and Najee a lot this year?
Yeah, I think there'll be opportunities. I don't know if that's his number one option right now. I think Najee's going to get a bulk of the carries. I think we're assuming it's going to be 50-50, and I don't think it is going to be 50-50 right now. I think you're going to see a lot of Najee, you know, 65-70% of the time right now. I don't think they'll have.
Why is that? Is it because of Warren's coming back from health?
No,
health-wise,
I think Najee is. He's a little bit different this year. He's a little
bit
quicker.
To the media?
No, he had to
so
be.
He's not that.
He had to be absolutely forced to do that, and he'd much rather eat, you know, whatever. I can't say.
Would you now? When you ask for that. Him, do you go right to him and say, "Hey, Najee, you got a minute?"
Well, they have to coerce him. Well, those guys have to talk once a week. They just have to.
Has anybody complimented him on his physique and he's taken it as a huge insult this year?
He takes everything as a huge insult. So he really doesn't like Mike Prisuta. I always tell him about that. Prisuta, he darts him constantly. And I'm like, Prisuta, what are you doing here? He goes,
okay, so who's the bigger, like, you know, player and media enemy? Him with Prisuta or Tomlin with Brooke?
Oh.
Yeah, that one's gone off the rails.
Man, that's a Cold War that's getting more chilly by the day. Who's the all-timer in that? Is it Jurie Rand and Tomlin, or is it David Todd and Tomlin?
David Todd's up there. I mean, he looks
on the Mount Rushmore of guys that people you've covered the team with on Tomlin's you-know-what list.
Well, Benzie has to be up there.
How about David Klingler?
Jacob Klingler.
Oh, he was, you know, yeah, but that was because he would just irritate him, David. He would just irritate the living crap out of him. So that had nothing to do with the questions.
He just didn't like him. I think when David Todd would get up there and act about, you know, talk about timeout usage, I think Mike was ready to shoot him with lasers.
It'd be like, we'd be talking about the Cleveland Browns, Nick Chubb, this, whatever. I'll pause and open up the questions. Why'd you use that timeout in a 31-0 game? Like,
Mark, who will be your Steelers MVP for 2024?
Team MVP.
Yep.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's gotten to a point like with Ben where he was their best player, but they just didn't want to give him the award?
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting dynamic for about a decade, huh?
Yeah. Where it's like Watt's won this so many times.
No, because they liked Watt. Else. No offense to Ben, but I don't know how much that people...
How about
wanted to vote for him? I think Watt's going to be really benefit if they continue being cracking down on these tackles and their.
How about
starts.
That last night?
Yeah,
Ronnie Stanley got. I guess it's not a raw deal because they told him all offseason how.
Well,
they
how the hell did Juwan Taylor get away with it? He looked like he was even more.
Well,
blamed.
That was Harbaugh on the sideline. I actually loved that moment where he's like, "You got to call it both ways." I like when John Harbaugh gets screwed over. There's something about his personality that makes me thoroughly enjoy when he is doing that. What did Tomlin say that Harbaugh's going to burn? Their house down. If we just stay in the game, the Ravens will find a way to lose it. I think that cat got out of the bag.
I think we've said this many times on this show, I think, where Tomlin used to get in his head playing against Belichick and coaching, and he'd try to outcoach him and he'd outfox himself. It has happened. It happened when Watt disrupted that 2-point conversion.
Yep.
Harbaugh absolutely, when he's against Tomlin, wants to prove he is the way smarter and better coach. And it often ends up like Wile E. Coyote holding a box of TNT that explodes on him.
What about the Polamalu Flacco one? I'm thinking, why is Flacco throwing? Was that 08?
Yes.
The AFC title game?
Like, what are you doing? Why are you throwing that situation? So, yeah, I would like to see. Talking about last night's game, I would like to see them go for two there. It was probably would have
they
been.
They were. He put two fingers up for it.
That's the right decision.
Absolutely.
I think it's absolutely the right decision, but I still would like to see it come down to that.
Who will be the Steelers' biggest surprise? Surprise having a positive connotation.
Wow. Surprise. I mean, I think Larry Ogunjobi's going to have a decent season.
That used to be your guy, Malzi, but you are so far off that bandwagon.
But first of all, I think
I can only say so many times he's going to be good, and then I watch him get hurt.
I think he's going to be good, but if you're going to name one guy, I think Hayward is going to return to that 8, 10
sack
potentially form. Pro Bowl, All Pro type of situation.
Oh, that would be a good one.
There's going to be a disappointment.
Biggest negative disappointment.
Yeah, I don't even have to say negative connotation. Everyone knows what disappointment means.
Disappointment. Wow. I'm just probably always looking on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be hard for Joey Porter to live up to hype, but I'm not going to go there. I think Nick Herbig, maybe. Oh, we're expecting a ton from him.
That makes Pony
mad. I don't think he can live up to the – doesn't mean he's not going to have a good season.
I'm surprised Pony hasn't taken the audio shepherd's hook and just wheeled you right
into
the
field. Obviously, I think he's very good. But
people
think
I put
the
kiss of death on people.
I think we might be expecting a little bit too much from him.
Steelers record prediction for
Mark, Steelers record prediction time. Aditi was the only guest who refused to give a prediction.
Why would she do that?
Well, she's been banned for the show because
she felt like we put her on the spot without having a chance to look at the schedule. And I said, well, Aditi, let me tell you about the schedule. It's easy to start and brutal to finish. And she still wouldn't give us an answer.
You play Baltimore twice.
I know. I thought I did a pretty concise summation.
I thought
apparently
so too,
not.
Malsy. And then she
asked
a few more friends.
What was the high end of this?
That McFadden. Would be BMAC saying 10-7 and losing in the Super Bowl.
And the losing in the low end?
The low end is...
I was just about to say Johnny the Barber, but I have to separate this.
9-8 and missed the playoffs is the lowest anyone's done.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to stick to this because I give it to their record every single year. I might be a little bit
of... Or are you like Chris Berman picking the Bills and the 49ers
this might
the Super
be a little
Bowl
bit
for 20
of a,
years?
A little bit of a...
A what?
I can't say that word. I was trying to think of a word for that, but I'm going 8-8-1.
8-8-1.
8-8-1.
Does that
no
make
playoffs?
The playoffs?
No playoffs. It's going to be, you're going to have to win 10 games in the AFC to get to the playoffs. But I think they'll still be alive week 17.
And week 18 as well? Because we're playing 18 weeks
18 now.
17 games, 18 weeks, Mark.
Whatever. And they'll still be alive week 18. But I think they'll be 8-8-1.
And they're not going to seek comfort.
Mark tweeted this out months ago and said, hey, the Steelers play the Eagles in Philadelphia. That game might be the Brazil game. I would have loved to have seen the Steelers media corps have to go down to Brazil.
I was happy.
I'm just imagining Bob Labriola in Sao Paulo.
It was down to Packers, Eagles, Steelers, Eagles, and the Browns. And I think Browns had an opportunity. Just
Browns,
how it
Eagles.
Was.
Ken Carmen in Brazil would have been quite a sight.
Oh, how miserable would that have been? What is it, like a 14-hour flight to sit in Brazil? Oh.
Some of the most beautiful people on the planet.
No, but these Eagles players were told not to leave their hotel room.
That's what was told back.
And you can't tweet down there either.
And didn't Belichick...
You're not allowed to tweet her.
Tell your boss...
It's banned in the country. Yeah, you can't get onto the app.
Yeah.
So you would be screwed. You wouldn't even be able to cover the game now with the way you're doing it for McAfee.
I could have stayed home, yes.
So wait, I mean, Belichick, you say stay in the hotel room. Belichick told your boss, Pat, said that when they did the Mexico game, they had cars, police cars, with mounted swiveling machine guns flanking them from the airport.
Now, would you consider Pat your boss? I don't feel like you have like a boss-employee relationship with him.
Well, if he says do something, you do it, right?
That makes him your boss.
But he has never told me to do something, so that's an interesting dynamic.
So you really
dynamic.
Have a blank canvas with him.
Yeah, I can do what I want.
Look at you.
Look
at you.
Like you can't do what you want.
What's the thing that you said on Twitter? You're like, I've really been living this crazy human life or something like that.
I don't know.
What is that, like Alanis Morissette lyric?
No, I was just trying to get some...
Engagement. You're just openly farming engagement here. Incredible.
Farming some engagement. You know, I've learned from the best with Pony.
Well, I was just going to say, you've got the unblue-checked king over here.
I mean, the very random things get the most engagement, like... Hey, do you put ranch on your pizza? It's like
the biggest
100,000 people.
The most engagement I've gotten on a tweet in the last like 5 years, it got like over 2 million views, was me going, holy bleep, and then just posting the video of a long women's volleyball rally. That was it.
Huh. Well, anytime you tweet about your kid taking a crap, it seems to go viral. That's always a big numbers game.
I blocked up the toilet again the other day.
How many times has this kid blocked up the toilet? We got to be
it's
at
every
25
time.
Now.
It's 25. 25 different toilets.
Even in the new house with the new plumbing and everything.
Does he go in public? Like, does he take one of those commercial flush bathrooms as a challenge?
You know what? Funny you should say that. He's going to a new school, and I ask him if he tested out the commode yet, and he goes, not yet.
Like, he can't wait to.
Oh, my God.
Well, he hasn't announced it to everybody, too. I just took a poop.
God.
Okay. 7.
Yeah, that's still
all right, Mark.
Yeah.
Enjoy Atlanta.
Okay.
No more cook on these flights. Think about that.
You know, I'm not probably not that far from Cook. Atlanta?
No, he's pretty far away. Yeah. He's pretty far
away. All right,
away.
We come back.
At a bar near the Gulf Coast.
More on the Russell Wilson story, Pat Freiermuth, and your Steelers record prediction. So you can call in now. Your thoughts on Fields playing over Wilson, 412-928-9370. Your reaction to Freiermuth getting 4 years, $48 million, 412-928-9370. And your thoughts on the Steelers season. Record and a bold prediction here at 412-928-9370. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low 58 degrees. Let's talk right now about FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the NFL. And we've got games all day Sunday. If you make a $5 bet on FanDuel at any point tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, you are going to, up until September 22nd, actually, you are going to get 3 weeks of NFL Sunday Ticket for free, a free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. So that gives you access to every single game, not living in Pittsburgh this week, I should say. You would not get Cincinnati and New England, where the Bengals now are not going to have T. Higgins. The Jaguars and Dolphins, a matchup of two highly paid quarterbacks from this offseason. Houston, a sexy pick to go to the Super Bowl. On the road at Indy, all games you'll be able to see. Seattle and Denver, you could scout the game next week. Those are all out-of-market games. FanDuel.com/Andrew to download it today. 21 plus present in Pennsylvania. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mulzy.
Thank you, Pony. It is your pal Mulzy for the Bath Authority. I want to help you out. If you've got a bathtub or a shower that is an eyesore, that is, I don't know, maybe it's so bad that if you're trying to sell a house in the future, you feel like it would bring down the property value. People take one look at it. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Well, call my friends at the Bath Authority if that is the case, because they're going to get you fixed up the way you deserve. They got the highest quality bathroom remodeling products. That's part one. They're also going to give you a phenomenal customer experience. That's two. And then they have these tubs and showers, and it's always good in here exclusive. That means nobody else has it. They have this high-tech polymer liner. And the long story short part of this for you is it's going to make your tub or shower easy to clean, and it's going to make it last for decades. When you come to the Bath Authority, when you get them involved, every unit's custom built, so you're picking the accents, you're picking the accessories, you're picking the safety features, and all Bath Authority products are 100% made in the USA. Amazing deal right now at the Bath Authority, free installation on your new bath or shower, plus 36 months of 0% interest financing. Call them right now, 412-249-1140, or check out thebathauthority.com, a better bath.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Path awaits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.